USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In President Trump's impeachment trial, Republican senators are latching on to the suggestion made by President Trump's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, that President Trump cannot be impeached for abuse of power. Wyoming's John Barrasso.
Presidents have specific powers under the Constitution. I listened to Dershowitz make that case yesterday, and what he is saying is even if the case is proven by the House, it still doesn't rise to the level of impeachment, and that's what we're being asked to vote on.
Democrats are still hoping for witnesses. The Senate will vote on that tomorrow. The deadly coronavirus is spreading, and Russia now says it's closing its land border with China as a precaution. So far, 170 people have died, and more than 7,700 cases have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. authorities have uncovered the longest underground smuggling tunnel they've ever found in the Southwest that runs between the U.S. and Mexico. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said the tunnel stretched for nearly a mile from the Tijuana airport to Greater San Diego. It was found this week by Border Patrol agents and other authorities and spans 4,309 feet in length. No arrests or seizures were made, but officials said the tunnel had been operational. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released in its annual report the first increase in life expectancy in the country in 4 years. Reported deaths from cancer and overdoses gone down. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway.
4.1% overdose death decline overall in our nation, and that is the first time in 29 years, nearly three decades. But in some of the hardest hit states, we're off a peak of over 20%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaroot Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
North and South Korea have agreed to temporarily shutter the inter-Korea office as Pyongyang steps up measures against the outbreak of the deadly coronavirus in China. Seoul's unification ministry said the office had been closed and that they would now communicate with phone and fax lines. North Korea's response to the virus came last week when it banned foreign tourists. On Wednesday, state media said authorities are operating a national emergency defense system across the country to take in suspected patients. 14 million workers are expected to not show up after Super Bowl Sunday. It's the highest day of the year to call in sick. Productivity losses could hit $5 billion. USA's John Clemens reports.
That's the findings from the Global Outplacement Service, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, where VP Andy Challenger tells us about the lost productivity.
Employees put together office pools. They talk about the upcoming game. And then a lot of productivity is lost on the Monday after the Super Bowl. This year, it's estimated that 17.5 million Americans plan to not go to work on Monday, whether they're hungover or they're just recovering from a long night and a late game.
Challenger tells us there's a price tag for this.
We estimate that it's going to cost American employers about $5.1 billion in lost productivity.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.